No, it's interesting. One of the things that I've just been totally busy with lately is all of these. I've just no. I've got so many videos from the past that I'm sorting through, trying to get all, dealt with. It's exhausting. What did I say? I was gonna deal with. I was gonna with modeling. Oh, you know. No, I'm drinking this one carton of soy milk after I've already gone through the other carton of soy milk. Because I do two a day like that. No, soy does not make your body keep fat unless you're doing it unusually. I go through a half gallon of soy milk a day because my body just eats up as much of it for protein. I can only do five eggs, and I can only do one scoop of whey protein, or my body starts objecting. But I can just lap up all the soy I want. So I do that. It's an easy 80 grams of soy. Boom. And so after that, that's my body weight, 77 kilograms, because it's kilograms to grams for what you need to be eating to maintain. Double that and you can grow. More than that's a waste. No. So if you weigh 75 kilograms, this is why you want kilograms rather than pounds, okay? If you weigh 75 kilograms, then you need to eat 75 grams of protein a day in order to not lose muscle. You can double that and do 150 grams of protein. But if you do more than that, it's waste. If you're exercising, the extra protein can help you build. So as a bodybuilder and model, I have to maintain an ultra handsome physique. So it's business after all. So I'm no, the way let's see what's happening here on the phone. No, what it was, I had my photographer from years ago all of a sudden give me a call and say, "Hey, do you want a modeling job?" Because he got a modeling job and he needs models. So I'm going to go up and work with him. And I hope it works out well. No, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how things go. I'm so busy with a thousand different things. But we'll see. We'll see where it goes. We'll see how things work. Well, no, see, it's difficult for me to get anything done because I've got so much on my plate. I've got a whole bunch of videos I need to edit and release. And I've shot the footage, but I need to go edit them, and I've got to put words on them, and I've got to put the videos out, and then I've got to release them. And it's utterly exhausting to try to go through it all. So I will have to see how it pans out. But from the modeling perspective, they've called me up, and models in Taiwan are supposed to bring their own clothes. Well, those are professional models. Now there's a funny scenario here, where Lahi goes with his modeling gigs. He's always given clothes to wear. Like they tell him what clothes to wear, even though it's not for a it's not for a clothing brand that he's modeling, but they still give him the clothes to wear in their commercial. For me, they don't do that. Now, is that because of the size of the clients? I'm not sure. I could ask my YouTuber buddy about it. Why it is that he gets fitted for clothing when I don't? They expect me to go get it. But model, I mean, modeling standard. Like people that are professional models spam their Instagram accounts with new photos every day. It's annoying. Like you just don't follow those people. But it's like, yeah, I'm a model. Look at me every day, and it's just annoying. So, no, I had my photo shoot, and typically they want you to do a photo shoot like every month, or they want you to do bathroom pics like every week, because they want to know what you look like now, what you're gonna look at the next photo shoot. They want to know that you're ready. But in this case, it was the photographer that called me. My photographer that I hired for my initial modeling portfolio called me back, and he said, "Hey, we got a gig. You want to pose?" I'm like, "Sure." So in the minds of the Taiwanese, I kind of look like Justin Statham. Pretty much bald, incredibly handsome, and muscly to boot. So yeah, I suppose if I had to, I could use a bit of Cockney if that would be the requirement. But oh, I know it's a bit daft, really. Quite bad cockney I'm using right now. I'm not quite well practiced and warmed up. I could go watch a couple of videos, I suppose. But at least I won't be asking for a bottle of water. So, no, I'm not going to do the rest of the podcast in cockney, in high-class cockney. As also lower-class cockney, it's a different thing, right? So, that's the modeling industry. So I'm traveling to another city, and we're going to go do the model shoot. I'm staying at a hostel. Part of the shoot, they're renting a hostel space in order to do some of the shooting. So they're just going to sleep in the room in the same night and then get up in the room they're sleeping in is their studio, saving money. Oh, my goodness. You have no idea what people in the entertainment and fashion industry do constantly. It's alarming and jarring. A model's life, modeling at the gym is a business expense. Well, the fact that I can speak Chinese also helps. You know, they know that. So if they want me to say specific things in an advertisement, I could say that. They know that. They can teach me some words. I can practice them and I can pronounce it and make it come out. So I'm not getting a lot. I mean, the money I'm getting for this, maybe $200 US. Like it's not much. But it's a first. I'm in the advertisement. I look good. I can speak Chinese. Other companies are going to want me. And other companies are going to want this guy because he does good work. So I'm happy to work together with him. His name's Log. You know, we're buddies on Instagram. So Log's very cool. He's young. He's down to business. He does his stuff. And I'm going to take another sip of protein because as a fashion model and bodybuilder, I have to maintain my ridiculously handsome physique. Hold one moment. Well, how is that going to work with maintaining the podcast? I think it should be fine because I can do most of the podcast in half a day. There's always something that happens that eats up an enormous amount of time on Mad Media Monday. Today, I took 3 hours to write that letter that I talked about. I'm not sure what I'll do with it. I want to communicate with some Taiwanese friends about this letter first. I might hold off and see what the response is from immigration. I'm not sure. I'm going to make a soft release of the letter. I need to hear from immigration concerning my application very soon. Specifically, I need to receive residence. Taiwan needs to do the right thing for someone. They need to treat someone with respect. And if they do that, then what I have published will stop where it is. I'll have written the letter. It will be in my archives. People can read it. I will dictate it and put it into a Taiwan special. Or no, probably a feature Friday. Which you get if you subscribe to the special. It's at jessesteele.pdt.news. It's at the Pacific Daily Times blog. It's right there. You can read it. So I wrote that. I wrote that and that took up a whole bunch of time. So how would modeling, I don't know. I guess I'll have to streamline a lot of stuff. I really hope to get, I want to get out of the videos. I've got so much on my plate and I'm trying to shift gears and get over toward modeling more and more and more. So we'll see. No software plans. I'll still continue those. And if I'm making so much money modeling that I don't have time to develop software, then I'll just teach and hire someone to finish stuff. But I don't know. I'm just overly busy. I'm busy. I'm a busy fashion model in Taiwan. So coming to you from Taiwan. Oh, I've got a great story about a skater I'm going to tell you about tomorrow. So we're going to do that then. Bye.